Outside the Memorial Student Center at Texas A&M University, a group called Texas A&M Anti-Racism practiced protest chants. Their October 6th No More Emails March was one of several demonstrations this semester. This one was in response to multiple mass emails from University President Michael K. Young addressing on-campus racism. Action protesters such as Emilio Bernal say doesn't go far enough.
What we're trying to say is we don't want any more emails. We don't want any more fake apologies. We want to see real change. We want to see more students and faculty of color here. We want to see a mandatory anti-racism class, and that's just to begin with.
The Texas A&M anti-racism group formed last February after a group of touring high school students were the victims of hate speech. The group hopes to combat what they call a culture and history of racism at A&M. The anti-racism group met with President Young and other university administrators last spring about creating a mandatory racism awareness class. Group member Justin Hale was a part of those meetings. He says Young was supportive.
A great quote that he had coming out of that meeting, he said, to deny racism at A&M is blind. And I think he hit the nail on the head.
But Hale says progress in forming the course is slower than he'd like. Administrators cite funding and faculty availability issues as a barrier, but Hale is skeptical.
We're one of the most affluent schools in America, and especially the state of Texas. I remember mentioning to him, I said, we built a $500 million stadium within 2 years. just this year, we built a parking garage that they wanted within a couple of months. We have more than enough money, and this has been an issue that has taken course over decades. So time is really just up.
The demand for such an anti-racism class mirrors pre-existing efforts within the university to revamp A&M's International and Cultural Diversity, or ICD, credit, a degree requirement all students must fulfill in order to graduate. For administrators, it's the obvious place to direct the student group's demands, but Dr. Julie Harlan, co-chair of the Core Curriculum Committee, says a single class would be too difficult to implement.
When we're trying to serve as many students as we have on this campus, you know, 45,000 undergraduates, trying to have one course requirement has all kinds of challenges that logistically we just could not navigate.
Right now, there isn't a single class at A&M that every student has to take. Vice President of Student Affairs Dr. Daniel Pugh says it's hard to fit a new class into every degree plan.
Because it's got to fit across all the different colleges. And it's got to fit within the constructs of what the state says we have to do within a core curriculum. And you can't just add on another 3 hours or 6 hours. It's got to be in that degree number.
Instead of a single class labeled as anti-racism, the Core Curriculum Committee will propose a new requirement called cultural discourse, filled with several different course options and a common online module. But students like junior Jessica Carachure doubt such courses would be welcomed or effective at all.
I feel like it's hard to change people's opinions on things, and there'd be a lot of conflicts coming up with that, like people saying, I don't need this class, I already know this, and stuff, so I don't know about that.
TAMU anti-racism member Amanda Gomez sees things differently.
People of color for decades on this campus have faced violence, not a few minutes of discomfort, not a class period of discomfort, actual violence, verbal assault, physical assault. So I think 2 or 3 times a week, being in a class you might not want to be in isn't so bad compared to that.
While TAMU anti-racism has been critical of what they see as a slow response by administrators to their complaints, pilot classes similar to the group's proposals could be coming to the A&M campus as soon as next semester. In College Station, I'm Davis Land for the Texas Standard.